Discover your true self through meditation. Different meditation methods exist, but at its core, meditation focuses on awareness. The goal is to reach a state of awareness that promotes relaxation, positivity, and joy. Any activity, whether sitting, walking, running, or lying down and listening to nature sounds, qualifies as meditation as long as it is done mindfully. The phrase, "be the watcher," is crucial. Watchers are always aware. They observe everything without getting caught up in it. They see both sadness and happiness, but don't let these emotions overwhelm them. They stay calm and clear-headed. This transformation isn't quick. It happens gradually through four stages. To begin becoming more aware, start by observing your body closely. Pay attention to every movement and understand how your mind and body connect. Next, focus on your thoughts. This can be challenging because thoughts come and go quickly and can sometimes be tricky or even sneaky. If you could write down every thought you had in a short period and read it 10 minutes later, you might be surprised at what you find. But with awareness, you can gradually tame chaotic thoughts and bring more clarity to your mind. Understanding your emotions and moods is crucial, though challenging. Emotions can sway us, and moods can dominate our actions. But imagine observing them without getting carried away. By being aware of your body, thoughts, and emotions together, you'll notice how they connect. This awareness reveals the link between your mind and body, paving the way for deeper peace. When these elements align, you can reach the next step, awakening. This is the state sought by those on a path to enlightenment, where inner harmony leads to profound bliss. Begin meditating in a calm place, free from worries. Learning to meditate involves discovering a state where you're not actively doing anything. Initially, you might approach meditation with effort, trying to achieve something. But over time, as you become more aware, you'll find yourself simply being present without effort or intention. True meditation isn't about techniques or actions. It's about reaching a state of pure awareness where you're just there, not striving to accomplish anything. First, set aside 1 hour for meditation. It may sound demanding, but setting aside just 1 hour out of 24 isn't too much to request. Next, find a quiet place for meditation. If you can, choose a spot in nature away from city noises. Sitting under a tree is ideal, as trees are always meditating. If getting into nature isn't possible, find a peaceful indoor space dedicated solely to meditation. Using a place exclusively for meditation helps avoid any lingering energy from other activities that might interfere. Before stepping into your meditation area, treat it as a sacred place by removing your shoes. This simple act can symbolize leaving behind the distractions and busyness of the day. According to meditation techniques, starting with physical actions like shouting, dancing, or shaking off emotions can help clear your mind and body. These actions, known as catharsis, release pent-up feelings like anger or anxiety, making it easier to settle into a calm and focused state for meditation. Dynamic meditation. Move, chant, release. Practicing meditation and being mindful means being passive. But it's hard to be passive when your mind is flooded with thoughts, emotions, anger, and desires. You can't just turn them off like a light switch. Instead, you have to let go of these obstacles. Once you do, meditation becomes easier, and you can discover the wisdom of Taoism and Buddhism. Dynamic meditation lasts an hour and is divided into 5 stages. The first 3 stages are 10 minutes each, while the last 2 are 15 minutes each. In the first stage, called chaotic breathing, you use rapid, hard breathing through your nose, move freely and naturally, without any rhythm or thought. The goal is to build up energy in your body and keep hold of that feeling. This method helps raise awareness and vitality. After 10 minutes, move on to the second stage by completely letting go of all the energy you built up in the first stage. Just let it out. Laugh, scream, cry, shake, dance, jump. Do whatever feels natural. Don't overthink it, just go with the flow. This is catharsis. After 10 more minutes of relaxing, the third stage begins. Here you jump up and down with your arms up for another 10 minutes. Each time your feet touch the ground, you shout the phrase, "Hoo, hoo, hoo." This is meant to release stress and fully tire you out, getting you ready for what comes next. During the fourth stage, hold your position completely still. Wherever you are, stay put. Don't move, blink, or cough. If you feel an itch, resist scratching it, just notice it. Pay close attention to your body and mind. Let all the energy from earlier stages rise upward. Stay motionless, without any desires, silently observing for 15 minutes. The final stage is about celebrating. Dance, play music, and express your happiness and thanks. Carry that positive energy with you throughout the day. Active meditations offer cathartic methods. The next meditation, Osho Kundalini Meditation, is considered the sister practice to the previous dynamic meditation. It consists of four stages, each lasting 15 minutes. In Osho Kundalini Meditation, follow these four stages for a transformative experience. Start by shaking your entire body. Feel the energy move up from your feet. Next, dance without restraint. Move as your body guides you, ignoring any thoughts. Now, sit or stand perfectly still with your eyes closed. Observe everything happening inside and outside your body. Finally, lie down with your eyes closed and remain still. Each stage builds upon the last, guiding you toward deeper self-awareness and peace. Osho Nataraja Meditation, dance your way to inner peace. Dancing isn't just about moving your body, it's a powerful way to release tension and emotions that might block meditation and self-awareness. In Osho Nataraja Meditation, dancing itself is the meditation. The session lasts an hour, starting with 40 minutes of free-spirited dancing. Close your eyes and dance freely without holding back. There's no need to be self-conscious, just enjoy the moment. The next stage lasts 20 minutes. Still, with your eyes closed, lie down quietly and remain completely still and silent. Finally, spend 5 minutes celebrating and expressing your happiness. This structured practice helps you connect with yourself deeply, moving from lively movement to peaceful stillness and then joyful expression. Osho Nadabrahma Meditation. Osho Nadabrahma Meditation is typically done in the morning but can be practiced at any time. It's best on an empty stomach. Start by sitting comfortably with your eyes closed for 30 minutes. Begin humming audibly. Let the hum resonate through your body, almost like you're hollow. Allow the hum to continue effortlessly and become the listener of the sound. The second stage consists of 2 7.5-minute parts. In the first part, start with your hands at your navel, palms facing up. Slowly move them outward in a circular motion, sending your energy out to the world. In the second part, flip your palms downward and reverse the circle, bringing the energy from the universe back into yourself, meeting at your navel. Finally, for 15 minutes, stay completely still and quiet. Infuse meditation throughout your day. Almost anything can be a form of meditation. For instance, activities like jogging and swimming can be powerful meditations, but only if you're fully present and not just going through the motions. It's all about being aware of every single movement you make. Osho once helped someone quit smoking by transforming the act of smoking itself into a meditation. Every step was slowed down, taking the cigarette out, tapping it, lighting it, inhaling the smoke, exhaling slowly. This meditation made smoking less automatic. After 3 months of this mindful approach, the person had broken the habit. Becoming aware and stopping automatic actions and thoughts can help us break the bad habits we've built up. You've probably heard about meditation, and focusing on your breath is a great way to start. One effective method is called Vipassana, which some consider the most useful form of meditation because it's straightforward and essential. Vipassana meditation focuses on being fully aware of every action you take. Notice how you move your body, eat your food, and walk. Pay attention to your emotions and moods as they come up. Instead of judging or interfering, just observe and be aware. Improve your breathing and relaxation. Notice how you breathe. Do you use your chest or your belly? In many Western cultures, men breathe with their chest because they think a broad chest looks good and a big belly looks bad. But in Japan, it's different. Look at the Japanese Buddha, small chest, big belly, and happy. When you're relaxed or falling asleep, you naturally breathe with your belly, not your chest. Try it and see. Does it feel more natural and relaxing? Another helpful technique is to relax and become aware of your body. Start from your face down to your feet. Tense each muscle for a few seconds and then relax it. We often carry tension all day without realizing it. This simple exercise breaks that habit, Become a watcher through meditation in intense light and darkness and attentive listening. In our world, there are always opposites, happiness and sadness, darkness and light. Meditation helps us see these extremes and how they're connected. You can't have one without the other. Darkness needs light, and happiness needs sadness. But these feelings don't last forever. They come and go. The only thing that lasts forever is awareness. Lie down under a clear sky. Look up at the vast blue without blinking. Let your eyes water, but keep them open. Don't think about the sky, just be present. Feel the barrier between you and the sky disappear. You can do the same with darkness. Find a place far from city lights, like a mountain on a moonless night. Stare into the darkness. It might feel strange with nothing to focus on, but keep looking. Let your eyes water and accept the discomfort. Soon, you'll feel the separation fade away and become one with the darkness. To do this exercise, find a quiet spot without distractions. Sit facing a plain white wall about an arm's length away. Stay focused for 30 minutes. Be alert and aware, but don't fixate on any one thing. Overcome meditation hurdles. Osho meditation techniques are straightforward, but this simplicity can pose a challenge. Our minds crave complexity. They prefer tackling problems and searching for intricate solutions. The idea of sitting quietly in front of a wall or dancing seems absurd. How could these activities possibly help? Our minds are remarkable, yet complicated. They often obstruct our path to enlightenment. Fueled by the ego, our minds drive us towards productivity, wealth, and status. They discourage us from adopting stillness and simplicity. Society reinforces this, teaching us that doing nothing is pointless. The ego and our restless minds are the main hurdles in meditation. They oppose the idea of letting go and finding peace within ourselves. Meditation seems contradictory because every truth contains a paradox. It's about being passive yet gaining control. Right now, your mind, ego, ambitions, obsessions, moods, thoughts, and feelings control your life. They create tensions and block peace, relaxation, and happiness. The power of meditation. Meditation may seem passive, but it's how you gain control. By being aware and observing your thoughts, you learn to stay calm even when anger or moods arise. This practice turns you into the master of your own life. Starting a meditation routine involves dissolving the ego, but dealing with a busy mind can be daunting. When you sit down to meditate, you're bombarded by thoughts, emotions, and frustrations. This is normal and takes time to overcome. Zen practitioners often spend months or years learning to simply listen without being overwhelmed. Think of meditation like you think about love. Just as love defies words, so does meditation. When you truly love someone, describing it falls short. Meditation is similar because the observer doesn't use words. It doesn't judge or define, it simply exists. Once words get involved, you're no longer observing, you're interfering. So, liken it to love. Picture yourself without a head, with your heart opening to receive abundant light. This is where meditation lies. Key points. 1. Meditation is about awareness, helping you find relaxation and joy by observing your body, thoughts, and emotions. 2. Techniques like Osho dynamic meditation use physical actions to clear the mind and prepare for deeper meditation. 3. Active meditations like Kundalini and Nataraj combine movement, stillness, and celebration for inner peace. 4. Meditation isn't just sitting still. Activities like running or dancing can also be mindful practices. 5. Overcome hurdles in meditation by observing thoughts without judgment, gradually gaining control over your mind. 6. Meditation promotes a state of pure awareness where you simply exist, promoting inner harmony in daily life.